This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, me and Gina, Lee Nolan, yes. And John Arbuckle.
Exactly.
And we are going to wake up Tom Green's parents.
At this point, I'm like, why do you guys ever fall asleep? Because you know we're coming for you.
Yes. And it's like, this was at the time where they were trying like different incarnations of talent to wake up Tom Green's parents.
Sure, yeah. Well, it seems so on the nose at first to have it be Tom Green.
I know.
So it's like, can we get John Arbuckle in here?
Yes.
Can we get Gina Lee from the song?
Yes.
I like football on TV. Picks of Gina Lee.
Yeah. I think it was...
And twins.
Shots?
I think it was shots.
Shots of or shots with?
I think it was shots. I don't know. What was it?
Shots of Gina Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Which is tough because we're friends and I don't know.
Oh, no. And she asks you and you freeze.
Yeah.
You give her that freeze face. I don't know the words to the song. Anyway.
So we get to the house.
I know.
And we get to the front door.
I know that.
We're sneaking around.
Yeah, I know.
And we get to the door.
Oh, Hayes. You didn't tell me this part.
So this is the part where it's... Okay.
Oh, I didn't know this.
We get to the door, and Tom Green's dad answers the door.
Oh,
so
no.
So we're like, oh, he's no. Late. And I sort of look around, and it's not that dark. It's like 7:30.
Right.
And he's like, what's up? And we're like, we just have to like play this out.
Uh-huh.
So we're like, we're hungry?
Yeah.
And you know, Tom agrees that. He's like, well, you got to come in and have some dinner.
Have some. Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah. He'll stuff you. No, Mr. Green will stuff you.
Yes. So we end up sitting down at the dinner table. We have dinner with Mr. and Mrs. Green. We're like, he's awake. Like, what do we do? And we're just kind of like trying to get him to like eat a little, like watching for him to start to nod
Hopefully
off.
Get sleepy, yeah.
But then I start to see like he's looking at us like he knows. We're playing chess. You know?
3D chess.
Yes.
With the human mind as the pieces.
And as this realization sets in,
and
I realize...
The king is like falling asleep.
So yeah, I am starting to get sleepy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And I can see that he's done something with the food. And the next thing I know, there's a firecracker going off. I'm in his bed.
No, hey.
Yes.
I didn't know this part, Hayes.
He flipped it on me.
So Gina and you John got were woken in on it. Up?
That was the show, it turned out.
You were woken up by Tom Green's dad.
Yes.
Hayes.
Which is why I didn't tell you why I finished the story before with just us being outside the house.
And
you didn't think that... You were very satisfied by that.
Yeah, I heard this great story. I was telling other people. I was like, it's not my story, but you have to hear it. It's so good. Hayes went to Tom Green's dad's house. He never got to the door. And people would... And they're spreading it, I'm sure. Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, this is scoring. I guess I'll just let it.
And what did Gina Lee do?
Gina Lee?
Yes. Was she also asleep?
Yeah, she was asleep kind of like right when we crossed, got into the door.
And was John Arbuckle in on it?
John Arbuckle.
I'd almost forgotten he was there.
Yeah. He had the camera.
And he's working with Mr. Green.
Yes.
Because if he fell asleep, then I'd be worried. Who feeds Odie?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names
in the red carpet lined
back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Little housekeeping.
What up, what up? Check it off.
We are doing two shows tonight. This is the New York
obviously
night of shows.
It's, we did both shows, back-to-back shows.
Yes.
And so... Obviously, when you do two shows, one show will be the good one.
The good show was the first show.
Yes. Obviously. The real fans, as soon as a show goes on sale, are going to buy tickets to that one.
Yeah.
If you waited for the second show, you don't deserve our best
show.
Some of you were maybe
there.
Was that fun or what?
I mean...
That one was good. We won't do that because...
No. For that one, we were very tired also for that
exhausted,
one.
Exhausted. But now, we pushed through.
Yes. But now we are asleep.
Yeah. There's a doctor backstage and he came and he took the test and he said, I'm asleep. So, fine. You know, I'll be on stage because that is like in the contract, but... You know, I'm not going to try too hard to wake up. I'm asleep. If you could be quiet, and believe me, you will.
We'll help.
Yeah, it's better for us. But we'll do the show anyway.
We thought...
What else?
What would be good to do the sweetest treat?
Yes. What and other than, of course, candy...
Yes.
Have
so
you guys
that came
had
up.
That stuff?
We thought, do we do candy? What would that be?
How do you do that for the audience? You just give it to them?
What's the show version of that? It's small. It's too small.
It is. It
to
is.
Be a whole show.
I don't know if you've seen Smarties.
Yeah.
But they're like the size of like a little bean.
And there's some even smaller than that, a nerd.
So what does that look like on stage, right? It's almost nothing.
A nerd is the show?
Please.
Hey, Chef Kevin, don't come out yet.
Yeah.
It's late. It's getting late.
We're getting funny.
I am just kidding.
One thing I like to do is I'll give Chef Kevin one of these, and I'll go, remember that show Nerd Poker? Yeah, it was a show on Earwolf. Pretty popular.
Yeah.
So
we thought, okay, not candy.
We can't do candy the show. That's too crazy.
So... Even... Something even sweeter than that.
Right.
So we said, what's the sweetest entertainment and the most classic funniness to... ever be a show.
Mm-hmm. And we remembered. Friggin' the old shows.
Yeah.
What does he mean?
We thought the sweetest fun to do would be for you, old-fashioned talk show.
Really get back to our roots. I mean, what we're doing, right, is a bastardization, a modern offspring of the classic talk show. But what happened to that format that was so beloved?
We got away from it, didn't we?
We did. We forgot to dance with the girl that brung us.
Yeah.
And as two gentlemen, we're going to remember again.
It's the most classic format. It is, nothing has ever been funnier or more charming or more iconic.
Or more natural or more cool or and, more...
No, go ahead.
Fun and funny and iconic.
So tonight, do you need both of those?
Huh?
Are those are yours?
The waters?
Yes.
This one I definitely need.
Okay.
That one I have to have.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
I must. Why, did you want
one? And you
one?
Need an extra cap as well?
The cap I need.
Okay.
Completely necessary.
Okay.
Because I know the second I take this cap off...
You're going to lose it.
I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose it. Yeah. It's an old habit of mine. You know, I used to walk into a party with a bottle of Jack. First thing I do, throw the cap away. I'm not going to need it.
And all the cups at the party.
Oh, yeah.
You're throwing those away as well.
Because I'm not using them.
Yeah. And
then I throw the bottle out. I'm not thirsty. Then I leave the party. I wasn't invited.
Old party trick. Should we get the stage kind of arranged for old-fashioned talk show?
Absolutely. Do you want to be the main host?
I think so.
Yeah, because Hayes is the host of the show.
Right? But do you want to be, what if you are, Paul Schaefer?
Yes, please. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
And you could also be, okay, what if it's Paul, you're Paul Schaefer, but you also... get to do stand-up at some point of the show. And it's like your big break.
Oh, and maybe I could get the couch.
Right?
That would be huge for me.
Right?
And it'll be especially good because I, of course, have prepared stand-up material.
So let me... I'll move the table into a desk. Kevin. Not there. So it's my desk.
Kevin has a standing desk.
Over my knee. I don't want the leg between my knees. I want my knees between two legs. My knees? Yes. Wait, no, Kevin, snug me in a little more.
Ha 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 ha. Really good, Hayes.
That's good. And how are you going to do music?
Huh?
How are you going to do... You're Paul Schaefer. How are you going to do music?
Hey, when it's time, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, my God. How am I going to do music?
Just let him... Just get. If we could have 1 second...
I didn't
just kind of let him think this out.
I never thought about that. I said I'd be Paul Schaefer so fast, and I thought,
yeah,
I can do that. But I can't. Ready when you are, Hayes.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay, I'll just do like a, be like a funny host.
Yep.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook Old Fashioned Talk Show.
Ah, Hollywood Handbook. Ah.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, no. here it comes.
What are you what are you doing?
Uh-oh, he got me. You got me, you son of a bitch. Okay, enough.
Okay. We just go, it's hard. You see Carson do it?
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Well, that's why he's the master.
It's so effortless. It died with him. But it's too late now. Should we bring out a guest?
Let's have a guest.
There's some people that are so special and are so funny and are...
iconic.
Yes. And have done TV and wrote a book.
Yeah.
And maybe another book, but maybe just one.
Yeah, we don't know. We just don't know.
And let's bring her out. Please welcome Julie Klausner. Ah, I don't know. Where do we sit? Well, let's put two together.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Do you want to... Wait, sorry.
I feel like... Yeah.
The music...
I never learned to whistle. And I had like 100 crackers backstage.
The music did... just for next time?
Yeah.
The music did start a little...
Did you feel it was late?
A little late.
Did you feel it was late?
Do you want me to go...
She had kind of landed by the time I was hearing the,
beginning of the music.
It sounded like the Austin Powers theme song.
It was the Austin Powers theme, yes.
Because you're at the height of your powers, I think is... Is that what you were referencing?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
This is a weird format, because if you're Paul Schaefer, wouldn't I be on this side of you?
Yeah, but you chose to sit down there.
You pointed at that chair as if to say, should I sit in this chair? I pointed at that chair and was like, yeah.
And I made room for you. And I made room for
well,
you.
Well, I'll sit there.
Okay. And maybe we do another, yeah, like a...
Oh, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
Hi, Julie.
You're so close to Hayes.
Shagadelic.
And he's very far. Is this? Have you ever done one of these?
Yeah.
Did you do Seth?
Did Seth?
You did Seth.
You've done Seth. Have you done Seth?
Yeah, I did Seth.
Wow.
She did Seth. You can help us out. What does Seth do?
Yes.
Everything.
Okay, that's gonna be hard for us.
What did he give you any like help beforehand? Did he say any like what the show was gonna be like, or like what did he say?
I realized maybe I could pretend this was my piano.
Yes.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
And since you're pretending.
Uh-huh.
You can play in all kinds of, like, fun ways.
Oh, dude.
Like, make it really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I say, like, if I talk about, like, the show Dream On, then you could do the Aerosmith, like, Dream On.
Oh, yes, yes.
You remember that show Dream On?
Yeah.
I could stay awake just to watch you.
So your piano sings vocals.
Yeah, you were doing a really nice piano.
I know, okay.
What do you want?
No, that's great. That's good.
No, let's figure it out now because it's going to be happening the whole show. So you don't want the piano to sing vocals?
No, I just want to be clear on what's happening because you were using your hands to play the piano,
yeah.
But then the singing.
Yeah.
I feel like when I look at you, even though you're talking to me,
yes.
I'm leaving Sean out.
Yeah, you don't want to look over. Okay.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Pretend I'm not even here.
Hey. Thank you.
Tom.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, good. Tom's here.
Hi.
Yeah. What's up? How you guys doing?
Thank you. You are here.
You asked me to come here.
Right.
I would be here.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, were you going to bring
me out? We announced that you were going to be in the show?
Yes. Are you going to... And just like I'm backstage and it's like...
And we're on such a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of felt like he picked a time to like...
I know.
Yeah.
But do you remember why we wanted Tom?
Why did we...
You definitely asked me to come. You said it was an emergency.
No, you've said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What were we...
What did I want
Tom Because I confirmed for? With you... In fact, I asked to do the show. I confirmed like 1,000 times.
In other words,
in no way was I ever going to drop out.
No, and that was... I don't remember what my intention was with asking Tom.
What would we want Tom for?
I vaguely remember we were swimming. And I kind of surfaced and you were like, while you were down there, I was thinking we should get Tom.
Was I joking?
Well,
I don't remember. I definitely laughed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Sure, okay. Well, I was in a funny outfit. Uh-huh. Well, when Hayes swims underwater, I try to put on like a costume for when he comes up.
While I'm down there.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to do a very quick change.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, like, your special rig, where you just kind of pull a string and your outfit goes...
You
like,
want to ask well, him yeah. to sit down?
See, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting
yes,
you're here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
You did ask me to come.
Okay, do
Tom,
we...
Yeah.
Okay.
You used the word emergency. You
no,
really did.
Right,
Again,
right,
thank
right,
you so
right.
much. You have said that.
Yes.
But this is great...
It's so good for us, yeah.
We
will use Tom.
Do yeah. a show with Tom.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let's introduce
Yeah,
you.
Give me a proper introduction.
Okay.
Okay. I guess he hasn't written a book, is that what we say?
Yeah, Tom...
is not that appropriate?
Tom... is sort of this no book.
He's like a bookless
man.
Yeah.
But he has hair.
Well, yeah.
Tom.
Julie, that's my piano. Tom, you know, he's here.
And hello, Tom? Not enough.
Up! New York City! Greatest city in the world!
That's right. Jeremy Lin. Linsanity. Harvard.
What's up, guys?
I sit there. Julie wanted me to move. She seems to have something big planned. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thank you so much for accepting our invitation to be here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, things are going pretty good for me lately, if I do say so myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we good with you? Could we move on? Or do you
No.
Okay.
Look, so many times I come on this thing and I'm failing and you guys laugh at me and it's a big hoot. But I'm on the upswing. I got things. Thank you. Thank you. You guys get it. I have gotten into podcasting. And
okay.
I started two new podcasts.
Mm.
One is...
We gotta move on to Julie.
One is me, tearing ass through the Bruce Springsteen catalog, one album at a time.
Wait, what are you doing?
Hey, you two are the boss.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
So when you say you're tearing ass through the catalog... You mean you are listening to the song?
We take on this stuff head on.
You and who?
Bobby Kelly. Comedian.
Okay.
Robert. Some people call him Robert.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you're.
Thank you. But the.
You're part of that. Like you're a cellar.
New York
dweller.
Stand-up man. Yeah, that's my scene. The table.
The table at the Comedy Cellar.
The table.
Poker.
Yeah.
Oh, the table.
I've heard that both of you guys can give as good as you get at that table. Is that right?
We do. And we tweet about Jeffrey Owens a lot.
Yes. About just how this guy works at a grocery store now.
Boy. And then I'm like, shut up! I work in a grocery store sometimes!
Yeah. It was a perfect opportunity to list all of my jobs that I've had. And to make sure that nobody misses that this dude is maybe hitting a rough patch.
So you have another podcast.
Yeah. It's kind of another thing people got to realize is local is where it's at. Right? This one's called New Jersey Biz. And we go and we're just like... This bus driver sucks. Man, this guy's always crabby on the bus.
Are you on the bus?
And we'll just be like, you got to get on the quiet car on the train. First and last cars, quiet cars.
There are podcasting cars. I got a podcasting scholarship from Amtrak. Do you know those things?
Oh, wow.
Oh, where you can go cross
country. Yeah, you can write on it. You can write on the train. What about podcasting on the train? I asked.
Sure, and then
they
answered you.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, so.
Wait, who's this
your
one
co-host
with?
For yes. the
you said
for the
we
New
for
Jersey
that one?
Business.
Yeah,
for that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's me and Rich Voss. We do that one together.
Damn, the Godfather. That's
straight
sick,
from the
man.
Table.
Wow.
Mm.
That's his water. You know that Voss water?
That's Rich Voss's water.
Yes.
Okay, because I was tasting it.
Yeah.
Before I even knew what the
little,
name of
it was.
It was
a little gritty, right? And a little gritty,
like,
a little sour.
This sounds weird, yeah. But is this Rich Voss's
gamey.
Water?
A little gamey.
A little gamey.
Mm.
You know why? Nobody can find the game of a scene before he can.
He is the gamiest motherfucker there is.
We learned that at poker last week.
Yeah, and remember when I laid all those cards down and we just went, pay me, assholes.
And then someone
was
in.
Everybody said that?
No, I said it to everybody. All the comedians were so mad at me.
Oh.
They were mad because someone was in the next room doing a bit about a rape whistle, and they were like, oh, I wish I'd written that one.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, that wasn't so much a bit as it was a weird confession.
Which brings me to my next podcast.
Yeah.
I'm doing two. One is called My Weird Confessions.
Oh, okay.
The other is called My Least Favorite Murder.
Can we hear a little bit of that one?
Sure.
Just like a...
Nicole Brown Simpson. What a shitty incident that was.
That was bad.
That was a mini-sode.
Nothing good about it. It was very sad.
It was literally my least favorite murder that year.
She had parents. It was awful.
It's just one episode, your least favorite murder.
How many more do you need?
Yeah, no, that's great. Because it's like, it starts to feel
save
false.
Save Ron Goldman for season two.
That's too much. A little too much.
Too soon?
A little too far.
Too soon?
Yeah, I like saying too soon.
Hey, how about some music? Y'all ready for some music?
So I guess we should give you permission every time you want to do music.
Please, yeah.
Okay, I vote yes. You can do some music.
Okay, Julie. Great.
Should we say yes?
Oh yeah, that's fine by me.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll just start playing then. I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I built my life around you. Time.
I remember why we wanted Tom.
Why?
It was, I surfaced, and you're like, we should get Tom because we need, like, a Biff.
Yes. You can't do a talk show without Biff, baby.
Okay.
A Biff or, like, a Rupert or, like, La Bamba or, like, Guillermo or Chewy.
Yeah.
Or Ross, intern Ross, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Normally, unfortunately, these guys are some type of like funny other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We kind of have the like straight white guy thing covered, and there's room for diversity as long as it's something you throw to once a show as a sight gag.
Yes.
Okay, so
and we said Tom, we'd ask him if he could bring a sombrero.
Yes.
Ah,
I don't have a sombrero on me. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Do you want to do an offensive accent of some kind?
No, I'd rather not.
Okay.
What if you have a poor job?
Yeah, you just work at a deli or something. That's kind of funny to me.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Nah, I don't want to do that either.
You don't want to do that.
Would you just be willing to have a name that is just like so weird?
Like Cloppy?
Yes. Thank you, Julie.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Julie.
Okay, he likes that.
Thank you.
Like a horse?
He likes Cloppy.
Sure, I'm Cloppy now. The dipshit.
Okay, that's a great day for the segment. Okay, so we'll say like, oh, it looks like we're getting a video call from Cloppy the Dipshit.
Oh,
yeah.
It's ringing. Cloppy the Dipshit's calling.
Should I clomp? Should I actually? Like, should I be like
that's
that?
That's your ringtone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Cloppy the Dipshit, let's see what this fucker has to talk about, this stupid idiot.
What's up, guys?
Oh, hey, Cloppy.
Hey, Cloppy.
I'm kind of trying to do a show here.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of a pretty good song we all liked.
Sure.
Now, not to bring it to me.
Yeah, no, don't.
But, just thinking about, you know, traditional roles in a classic talk show format. If I'm a female guest and I'm not telling, like, a cute story or flirting.
Okay.
Would I be the person that's like, guys, stop being mean to Cloppy?
Well, then we would say, oh, looks like Julie kind of has a thing for Cloppy.
Which am would I be, sensing chemistry here? Julie's got a crush on Cloppy.
Yes.
Cloppy, aren't you flattered?
And that is... Because that
got
in
it,
itself
got it. Okay.
is a joke. The idea of Cloppy experiencing love.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is itself a joke.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we'd say, like, Julie, like, it looks like Cloppy wants a kiss.
Right, right.
And you pretend to give Cloppy a kiss.
Okay.
Pretend.
Okay.
That's how
well,
these things.
He's on, like, video phone anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well. I guess you could pretend to kiss the screen. It's just like, it's almost too insane, the idea that anyone would love Cloppy.
As I was saying it.
can I make a pitch?
Yeah.
Please.
What if the character's name is Cloppy the Unlovable Dipshit?
Yes.
I mean, that works for me.
Yes.
It paints a clearer picture. Maybe it's that you're going to adopt Cloppy just so he doesn't die.
Okay, but I'm still attracted to him.
That's a traditionally feminine role.
Mother?
Yes.
No, I'm just calling you mother. Mother?
Yes, dear.
So, okay, we would say, like, Cloppy, what's something that you, like, wish for?
I really like these mints that they have in the bathroom, in the urinal.
Okay, Cloppy.
Cloppy, I don't think you're supposed to eat those.
What?
Never mind. Just tell me you don't put the sauce on them that comes out of the soap dispenser, too.
It gives me a heartburn.
Oh, Cloppy.
Cloppy. You asshole.
So that, but we should. I mean, you are a female guest.
Thank you.
So we should do some kind of, like, fun story.
Or like a bad impression.
Oh, yeah.
That would own...
Like, oh, people like my Marlon Brando, and you guys were like, do it. And I'm like, no.
Come on,
Please, Julie. Come on, right?
I think we all want to hear it, right, guys?
Wow. Wait, do it. Sorry, I forgot to laugh harder than anyone has ever laughed in history.
This is like going to be like a really funny gif. Like, pretty girl makes a funny face.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That could go viral.
Okay. Let me set it up one more time, and I'll just kind of get ready. Okay. All right, Julie, let's see it.
I don't know.
Come on, Julie. Okay, I'm ready.
Ha-ha!
That's good. That's definitely something that people do on these shows.
Now, I heard you guys had some funny stories from set.
Yeah.
Am I still Cloppy?
Yes.
You knew the answer to that question, didn't you, when you asked it?
Fine.
Yeah.
So I hear Cloppy. Oh, we should get to a field piece. Yeah.
Cloppy, so Cloppy I heard. Do a remote.
Yes. This segment is called Gloppy Do or Remote. So I heard that Gloppy got to visit the set of your big movie recently. Yes. What was the name of that movie? What was it about? And who
was in it?
Who else was in it?
Yeah. What was your role? How'd you get into character? Yeah.
Sure.
And how does it end?
Oh, and where is it set? What time period?
Yep. The answer to all of that is Pete Davidson. What was the next question?
You are playing Ari in the Pete Davidson
Grainer.
Movie.
Grainer.
Yes. Ari Grainer.
Yes.
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 In the story of Pete Davidson's life.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did Clappy do? Is that the question?
The throw is, oh, I hear Clappy, you had a little adventure on set.
Yeah, I got to see the movie get made, and they have cameras on this movie, and you should see them, they're big, and the people do things in front of them and behind them.
Okay, this should be interesting. Let's see Cloppy's day on set.
Clip or a remote? It's a remote or a clip? Oh, it's a remote.
Is that
I'm
different?
Sorry.
Different stuff?
I wasn't sure if you were going to cut Cloppy into the movie. You know how sometimes they'll be like, Cloppy, I heard you were in it.
Right.
And it's like the hours.
No, we don't have the technology for that. We only have pretending that we're doing a clip.
I'm here on set, and can I eat these M&Ms?
No,
are they
Cloppy,
for everybody?
They're just for the crew, Cloppy.
No.
Cloppy, those are batteries.
I eat batteries sometimes, duh. Because I'm an unlovable dipshit.
Hey, Cloppy, it's me, Pete Davidson. What are you doing on the set?
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Pretty good.
You seem really excited about comedy these days. You're going to be such a treat on SNL this year.
Hey, Cloppy, I'm in your earpiece. I have a question for Pete.
Yeah.
I read that jokes come and go, but swag is forever on your titty.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And only Cloppy can hear me.
So he asked a question, and I don't know what it was. And it,
Cloppy, I have a question for Pete Davidson. If you could get in there, is Machine Gun Kelly nice?
Sean wants to know if Machine Gun Kelly's nice.
Oh yeah, man.
He said yeah, man.
Oh, that's so good to hear. That he's nice. Well, Cloppy, thanks so much for visiting set.
Hey, on the way out, can I get something from Crafty?
Cloppy.
Okay, good. Welcome back to the studio, everyone. We want to introduce a really talented new stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
This is his first time appearing on the show. And he's really funny. He does a lot of very current stuff. Please welcome Sean Clements.
Yeah. So I'm dating again. That's new.
It's crazy out there. You guys go on dates? It's insane, you know? Eat dinner. It's crazy. It's totally crazy. I saw a movie last week. And you guys do these? Literally, you get a ticket if you haven't done it. You just sit and watch the movie with strangers. No, you do. I mean, you do both of them. That's a date. I mean, you got to try that. The economy's got to change. It has to. It must. We can't. And I know I'm here to tell jokes, and that's fine, and that, you know, that's important, but we have to change the economy. Thanks. That's not why I say it, but that's nice. I mean, yeah, some people get it. No, yeah. Smart cars. Are we sure? Right? No, they don't. Yeah. If they're so smart, how come I gotta drive it? Should say smart cars, depending on who's behind the wheel.
Now, Sean.
Hayes, you gotta get ready to. If you ask him to sit down, that's like a whole thing.
No, I know. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
So I'm
He's
dating
so
my
close.
Dad now. That's new. Anybody in here dating your dad? It's weird. Yeah. Eat dinner with him? It's insane.
And he's almost there. He's so close.
It's tough when you get grounded. You got to cancel a date with your dad. He's the one that grounded you. How does that work? Dating my dad. Are we sure? Anyway, that's my time.
Call now.
Give him the wave. Give him the wave.
I don't know.
Give him the wave.
Give him the wave.
Come on.
Oh, come on over.
Yeah.
Hey, that was really funny stuff. You're really funny.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was funny, but honestly, the economy has to change.
No, I know. That was really important that you said that.
Yeah. I'm fucking pissed off about it. It's really got to change or else I'm going to fucking kill somebody or do something crazy. I'm going to go completely insane.
I'm so curious. I know these guys had some questions about your stuff about movies.
Yeah, okay. What's up?
Am I Cloppy or me?
Oh, yeah. No, you're Cloppy. Yeah. You don't know what a movie is. Uh-huh. And you were just on the set of what?
I got a feeling I know what Cloppy's question is. Can I eat the movie? No, Cloppy. Yeah.
That was good because he was listening backstage.
Yes.
He was watching
yeah,
on the
he's referencing.
I'm a fan of the show. I love,
oh, thank you.
I love really, Cloppy.
You.
It's oh, really cool. Nice. Yes, yes, you're
thank,
welcome.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Julie, do you yes. have any questions for...
do you have any dates to plug?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in Alaska for the rest of my life.
You know.
Go up there. It won't be that long.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to Alaska to die.
Yeah.
I've heard that animals kind
of
have that
instinct.
Well,
around this time of year is when the grizzly man died.
Yeah.
Yes. And to honor him, I will do the same.
Yeah.
I was friends with his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I almost
always had bad taste in guys.
Okay.
Oh, Cloppy.
No, enough of Kloppy. I'm sick of fucking doing Kloppy. I'm not fucking doing Kloppy anymore. Thank you.
Okay.
It's Tom now.
I just want to say, that was the most I've seen you score on this.
Okay.
On this show. Kloppy, okay. Well, like, is Kloppy's huge.
They love Kloppy.
Yeah. Well, you want to know?
Do you want to just leave here as Kloppy?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
You know what? You know how I haven't scored when it comes to being on this show?
Money.
Okay.
We're here to negotiate a fee.
And sorry to...
We're not trying to bum rush your show.
Yeah, okay, because we're doing a funny talk show here. It's kind of doesn't feel like the conceit that we set up.
We talked about this before and like the ethics of like, even though we love it, is it okay that we want to get paid? And, you know, I took a job at Paste Magazine writing for it for about 7 or 8 months. And, you know, I think that...
Yeah.
That's great. Julie, I just want to say, congratulations.
Thanks.
So
that's exactly what you should be doing
now. Thanks.
We're sick of this shit.
Yeah, we want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You guys haven't...
Kevin, bring that bag out.
Yeah.
This is what we decided to do. We got to get paid. We know you guys got merch, and you guys get so much of the merch. We don't get a fucking nickel of that money. We made our own merch. We're literally selling... We will be selling this right now.
Okay.
Not after the show.
Wait.
These are Chef Kevin aprons. They are authentic.
Let me see.
Chef Kevin appears to be written in white out.
Yes. But I put nail polish down first so the white out would show.
Who?
Do I hear $10?
$10. Okay. How about 20? 20. Who would pay 20? Okay. 40. Who'd do 40?
If you pay 40, they will be signed by Hayes and Schiller.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Did Chef Kevin get any money from this?
No.
Oh,
arrangement we have with the other apron, so that's great.
Did we learn something backstage, too?
Yeah. That he got flown.
He got flown out here.
Chef Kevin, maybe you should come out here and explain something. Yeah.
And it's good that he'd be out here because in addition to this
40?
Merch, which we will be selling in the lobby,
40?
In front of your merch table,
40?
We are also offering for $100,
right, the ladies are smart,
the Hollywood Handbook VIP package where you get a picture with Hayes and Sean and Chef Kevin does like a message to your like aunt or whatever on your phone. Like, okay. Hey, happy birthday, Grandma.
Hey, happy birthday, Chef Kevin.
Yeah, that's $100.
Like... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I hear 20?
This is a white t-shirt and it has what up written in Kool-Aid.
Nail polish.
You better pay for these things, too. I'm telling you.
Julie has confused nail polish and Kool-Aid, which explains a lot. Hamburger sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one's that?
We should have done. That would have been a good sandwich. T-shirt.
That would have been a big one back
and now
when we
it's
used to
too
do
late.
That.
Tommy,
that's a $60 shirt. This guy will pay $60 right there for it.
Okay. This fine. You can do this.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Oh, but we are doing it.
Great. I'm glad you are, because now we are going to be reimbursed for the exposure.
This is great exposure for you guys.
No.
I'm sorry. That's not how it works.
No. You've been on the show how many times?
45.
Yes.
Okay. And so 45 episodes worth of exposure is actually priceless.
Yes.
So wait, I have to pay you guys now?
You'll be
and it's more money than there has ever been in the world.
How much? How much an episode?
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
I have one more. Out of deference, you can have the first bid.
Okay. It's a shirt that says Bosch the dog, and it looks like it has a piece of grass on it.
That
and
is so
definitely
Bosch.
$30. A large hair.
30? 30? 40?
Okay, well, 40 then. How about 40?
Wait, you didn't even let Sean 40? Bid.
Sean?
You said he'd have the first bid.
Sean, you have the first bid.
One more full episode of Exposure.
Oh, 40? That's such a good deal. That's such a good deal.
Kevin, go around and get our
go
money.
Go get that money. 40, 60, 30, 30.
Kevin, seriously.
And you get five, you get $10 of it. You get $10.
Kevin, how much was your round trip flight?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Well, I came straight from Chicago, so I only had to do one way from... Who cares?
It's so boring.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Kevin, did you just stop telling a story?
I could feel, like, you guys getting bored, like, faster than normal.
So hey, wasn't there a really long story you were going to tell out here?
Which one? Oh,
Just sort of like a repeated conversation you had?
Yeah, about how I drove with Sean. And
no, it wasn't
no,
that.
It was like a blow-by-blow about someone you talked to outside the theater on the way in or something. Is that right? I only heard a second of it.
Oh, they asked you to get stoned? I heard that one.
You talked about it in the green room, and then...
You were like, I gotta
you
tell
like,
you this
oh,
story.
Oh, I should tell it on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And then you confirmed with
oh,
someone
yeah.
else.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, so when the... when the first show...
You, I have to play Cloppy, this guy. I can't just be me.
Tom, Kevin.
This guy is Cloppy.
But look what it's done for Kevin, Tom. You don't want a piece of this? All he has to do is say his fucking name and people clap.
So, before the show started, someone that works here came up to me and was like, there's a line down the street. What is this?
And so, Tom, you could be learning from this. Uh-huh. So maybe try just like...
Sure.
Like a storytelling of this quality.
Yeah.
All right.
Sort of a Birbiglia-style tale.
Yeah, really is.
Yes.
Torn from the notebook.
Yes. So keep going, Kevin, and you kind of pick up stuff.
And I said, it's for a podcast. And he said, no, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's like a recorded show, like a radio show. And he wasn't impressed with, I get it. And he was like, he asked what the show was. And I said, Hollywood Handbook. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, it's a podcast. and these two guys interview people. It's like a really funny bit. And he went, no. Can't do that. You can't do a bit because then people don't get it. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I have to go.
Okay, so I have two questions. Is this really a story?
Yeah.
And how much could have been skipped? These are just questions for myself that I'll be up all night thinking about.
So, Tom, you know.
Yeah?
Like, what would something like... You could try to do something like that.
Yeah, give
bring
us...
Bring that kind of...
As me or as Clompy?
Well, it's up to you, but I think
like,
the obvious answer is...
As you, but like borrowing from Chef Kevin.
Uh-huh. So do you want me to do that?
I don't think he understands the question.
Hey.
Okay. Julie, do you want to show Tom?
No, he's doing it.
He's doing it? Okay.
So, I was at the... outside the theater, and there was a guy who was just like, hey, there's a line all the way up the block. And then I went outside, and somebody's like, hey, what is that line? And I was like, it's a podcast. And he's like, what's a podcast? And then he's like, what's the show? I'm like, Hollywood Handbook. And he's like, what's that?
Okay, but that's Kevin's story.
Yeah.
You just stole Kevin's entire story.
Okay, so look, I was outside the theater, guys, right?
Okay. He's going to do the same story, but in his own voice.
Yeah.
Me?
No, no.
It was
meanwhile,
me.
The people that bid on our shirts are leaving with the shirts.
Yes. Go get the money,
Kevin,
seriously.
Go get the money.
Fucking get the money
get the
from
money.
These people.
Kevin, you got to get the money.
Use the stairs, Kevin. Use the stairs.
Wow. Kevin just started to walk off the stage.
So look, I'm at the store. My crew from the store, we roll out in front of the theater. We're going
wait,
to see this.
Wait, sorry.
Kevin is just standing there.
Kevin has fallen into some kind of mind trap.
Yeah.
He is standing directly in front of course, it would have to be a woman. What's happening down there?
I was going to ask for the money, but I was waiting for Tom.
Do it silently.
Yes.
Can I have the money?
Does she have a shirt? Do you even know?
Yes.
Oh, she does. Okay. How much did you bid?
They remember. It's just...
Do you have an ATM around here?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Boo.
Hey, 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 hey. Boo.
I think there's one in the lot. I think there's one outside out the bar. Yeah. There's one at the bar.
All right, see you soon.
Get the next. Who else bought a shirt?
Well, everyone knows they can do that now.
Who else bought a shirt?
Hi. Can I have the money, please? He gave me $5. He owes me $15.
Okay, damn. What do you think?
Should he be doing crowd work?
I guess when you sort of get to somebody, it would help to like do just one piece of crowd work.
Yeah.
So, where are you from?
Philly.
Where?
Philadelphia.
Okay. That's cool. Can I have the money, please? Okay. I'll come back.
How much money
it's
did he give
you? It's just sitting right out there. Oh, you must be at
Five.
The Bell House
because
you
glasses.
Like that big bell. It's
is
right
gonna
there.
Hurt?
Hey, give him your glasses and as a down payment for the money. Take his glasses. Take them right
glasses,
off his
Kevin.
Fucking face. That's okay. Right.
And Kevin, give Tom the glasses. Don't
Kevin.
Wear them.
Who else owes Kevin money?
Raise
right
your
there.
Hand.
You see Kevin
right there.
Near you and you know you owe money, just please do a wave Kevin down because he's wandering around with another person.
I'm sorry,
glasses.
Kevin, don't give him... You, sorry, do not take those glasses back. We established in the first show, yeah, Kevin is having very severe face problems today.
Yes.
What's yeah. going on with his face?
You're bringing a rash back to Philly that's
yes.
going to just
yes.
run through down center.
I worry.
City.
I can see the map on the news now. Of Kevin tried to shave today for the first time with what, like a new kind of razor?
Harry's razors?
It was just a razor. I normally don't use a razor.
What?
I normally use an electric shaver, and then I used a razor, and it hurt a lot. And my face is different.
It is different.
And maybe, you know, better, worse, who's to say? But it's got a lot of problems.
When you do yeah. crowd work this next time, please don't ask him where he's from.
Call him numbnuts. Say, where are you from, numbnuts? That's how you do crowd work.
So you got an orange shirt, numbnuts?
Yeah. Okay, Kevin, he sounds pretty bad. I would try to walk this back if you can. Let's just try and undo as much damage as possible.
But let's just say, give me the money, jerky.
Well, you know what? I love orange shirts, and give me the money, jerky.
Do you have a square?
What?
I'm with Kevin.
No, but I have a wallet.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh. That was a little blow. Far.
Guys,
that was a little too far.
Can I bring it back to the thing?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Jaywalking.
Yes, we found
it. We're jaywalking.
We found our segment.
So, you don't have cash?
Yeah.
Was that, yeah, he does, or...
Hang on, I want to see where this goes.
Is there another article of clothing he's wearing that you could tell him he's wearing?
Okay, gray shorts and shoes. You on Venmo, gray?
I just want, for people at home, something that Kevin does is... He speaks into the mic, and then he fully relaxes his arm at his side. In just sheer weakness, he just...
It creates a nice tension.
Yeah, Venmo.
Move on, Kevin.
Move on.
See ya.
Someone over there has a shirt, Kevin, right there.
Oh, no, it's Chanson.
He has a Chef Kevin shirt.
It is?
Hey, cute Chef Kevin shirt. Weirdo.
Thank you.
Give me the money.
They don't have my bank here.
Kevin, ask him what his name is.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Chanson from the Fox. And,
okay. Wait, Kevin, go. My condolences.
My condolences.
Now that's crowd work.
Okay, Kevin, come back up here.
Who else?
Is there more? Is there more shirts?
There's got to be one more.
Probably.
We'll do one more, and then Tom.
He's tired. You can tell he's getting tired. Oh,
over
someone
there?
Wants to be involved over here. Do you have the money?
Get
walk
the money.
Slower, Kevin.
Yeah.
Where are you? Hi. Oh,
God. Wait. I just heard Kevin walk over there, and then I heard someone say, oh, God. What did you do?
What did you do, Kevin?
I can't see anything.
We made eye contact.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
you don't have to hold the mic.
I just said, "Hey, Kev."
Hey, do you have a shirt?
I just have the Bosch shirt that I bought, the medium Bosch.
Did you hear the part where we were collecting Julie's shirt money?
No.
That's okay. Okay, well, good catching up.
We have an idea.
Yeah.
That'll really cut this short. Yeah. If you bid money for one of the shirts or aprons, we ask you to go online and give to a charity the amount of money that you bid for the shirt or the apron.
Yes.
And on your word, you will do that, okay?
Yes.
And with that, Tom...
Because it would be nice if there was some charitable element associated with Hollywood Handbook at some point. It's a legendarily uncharitable show.
The only charity you can't give to... is the Doughboys Patreon.
A charity that makes the world a better, kinder place.
Yeah, that's what we're about here. And really, it's, you know, that's always been the mission of the show. Thank you so much for revealing the idea me and Hayes had before the whole thing, even.
Yeah.
It's just how we are.
Is there going to be a band
what?
For the last talk show?
Oh, for the end? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There will be. Take it away, Kev.
Is there a birthday in the house? Okay, never mind. What was, it was called the Holly.
Do the Office theme.
Do do.
What?
Come on.
That's not how it goes at all.
Stand up there and do the Office theme.
Do 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 do. Can I hear it for New York?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
May
old acquaintance be forgot and all lang syne.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
For coming to our show. Thank you, New York. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Kevin. Good night.
That was a HeadGum podcast.